The IPEC Masters Virtual Summit, Making the Leap, Part 8, Straight Talk with Luke Iorio.
Before I reintroduce Luke to close things up, I wanted to say, you know, earlier today, Rachel and I were kind of goofing around a little bit with some of our takeaways from the day. And I just wanted to come on and say that one of my honest to goodness greatest takeaways from this day is that we've had 15 incredible, incredible coaches and facilitators on. And that's just 15 out of a community of thousands of coaches who are an amazing community, an amazing, I just see somebody saying family, that Morgan saying, you know, this great family. It is an IPEC family, an IPEC community of brilliant, brilliant people who have amazing spirits. And I've really been blown away by all that has been so abundantly shared today. A rich community of resources we have and just scathing brilliance. Absolutely incredible. So before Luke comes back on, I think he is about ready to hop back with us. I did want to let all of you know that if you go into that virtual summit access area, we've been talking about it in the chat a little bit. If you go back there, that's where you saw the Bruce and Luke video. That's where the workbook is. If you take a look, and I'm going to look at mine right now, I have it pulled up. We have added to the drop-down selections a post-event resources area. And if you head there and take a look, Luke is going to tell you just a little bit about one of the pieces. That's the Making the Leap 30-Day Challenge, which we encourage all of you to actively participate in. You're going to see some of the tips and tools and tricks and strategies and that we've even been talking about today reflected there. You'll also see Jay Fassett's Mastermind Essentials Flyer. So Luke was talking about the Mastermind earlier and mentioned Jay Fassett. You will see a flyer with information about his Mastermind Essentials program. It's amazing. It's like a $500 value that you get for free for being a participant today, along with the registration for it. And you're going to see registration link for the call that Luke and Jay are going to be doing on March 20th. In addition to that, right below it, you will see a virtual summit survey. We would love to hear from you and hear what you absolutely loved, and that's it. No, no, we want to hear what you loved, anything that you would love to see more of. We thrive on your feedback and want to know that we're delivering the absolute best experience possible for you. So it's been a pleasure to spend this day with everyone. I've been in this seat for a while, but I barely mind it. I barely mind it. It's been fantastic. So I see that Luke is back, and Luke, I'm going to hand it right over to you to wrap things up for the day.
Jen, thank you very much. I appreciate all that you and Rachel and Stephen and everybody have been doing behind the scenes to make this whole event run as smoothly as it has. A handful of things. One of the things that Jen just mentioned was the 30-day challenge that you guys have access to as part of this event. One of the things we wanted to make sure of is that when you attend any type of event, I love the fact that there's been great ideas that you guys are noting, insights, inspiration, the whole thing. But it's really where so much was emphasized on that panel that the rubber's going to meet the road, which is taking action. And so as part of the summit, there's going to be a 30-day follow-up, which is kind of our way of, and I'll use Seth Godin's phrase, of poking the box, which is that every single day, we want to be poking you to be able to get out there and take action in different ways that are going to move your business forward. It shares some of the insights and some of the tips that you guys have been hearing throughout the course of the day. It puts them into different contexts, but either way, the point is about consistently being in action, because that fundamentally is what's going to drive your business forward. Combining everything else that I want to do a little bit of a recap with before I do my wrap up. I cannot believe the amount of nuggets and insights and tips and takeaways and ahas, everything, just like across the board, absolutely amazing what these presenters have had for you guys all day. So let me put a few things in this kind of a framework. First thing, and I'm gonna borrow from one of the phrases you've heard so much at IPAC. It's actually right out of one of the disciplines we teach in Core Dynamics, is trusting the process. And what's interesting, and I think this is something very important for entrepreneurs to be able to understand and be able to embody, because when we talk about trust the process, we're not talking about blind faith. This is not about, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, hope and pray that this is where it's gonna go, because I trust that me just putting it out there, putting the intention out there, is gonna be everything needed to manifest it. All right. Trusting the process is not that. Trusting the process is about trusting the consciously designed process. So a lot of what you've been hearing about today is, how do we consciously design what it is that we want to create for ourselves, and what is the type of life that we want to have, the type of business that we want to be able to have. And so I wrote down just kind of three things, just in succession of kind of how this flows. You want to have your conscious intention. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. That conscious intention needs a conscious plan, meaning if that intention has become reality, what's the way that you're going to do it? And then behind that conscious plan, you need to take conscious action, which is really being very conscious behind how are you going to do the what that you need to do in order to make things happen. And so let me talk this through in terms of some of the things that we've been chatting about today. I think in conscious intention, this is where I began the day in describing when you, the first question you should be asking yourself in business is, what's the lifestyle that I want to have? I know it seems contrary, but that's part of that conscious intention of what is it that you are really truly creating for yourself. You're part of this. You were drawn into coaching. You were drawn into this profession. And you've got to figure out, why was that the case? It's not only who you're going to serve, we'll talk about that in a moment, but it's, how does this fit into the total picture, the intention that you have for the life that you are designing for yourself? That's part of that conscious intention. The other part of it is that if we go back to some of what Ivy was sharing, if I go to the money side of this, if we're not aware of how the money works in our business, what's coming and what's going, if we're not aware of how it is that we ultimately need those finances to work in order to support the lifestyle and business that we want to have, then we can't be very conscious in those decisions that we're making, knowing what it is we should be working on, what should we be focused on, knowing what it is that truly matters we should be doing. We can only do that if we consciously know what we're trying to create and what's the underpinning that allows us to create it. So you need to have that conscious intention and lifestyle. You need to have that conscious awareness and use that from an intentional standpoint of, what do the finances need to look like? How well do those finances and that life and lifestyle, how well do those things match up so that you can really, truly consciously design the destination? As part of that intention, and I'll borrow from something that Saber said, is start with the end in mind. I'm not going to go, you can go very far out with the end in mind, but for the moment, I'll go back to when you create that plan for yourself and you're doing the conscious planning, start 3 years out and then back up to one, then back up to the 90 days out, 60 days out, 30 days out that we talked about before. This is part of that conscious, turning that conscious intention into a plan, is to be able to break it down in that type of a manner. A couple of the other things that are part of the conscious plan that are really, really important that we touched on today. One of them is, know that you don't sell coaching. You don't sell coaching. You sell solutions and you sell the benefits of coaching. You sell what coaching delivers. You don't sell the coaching process itself. Knowing what your go-to enrollment process is going to be, meaning that when you have that clarity of, this step leads to this and here's the objective of each step, when you have that broken down, it gives you great confidence to be able to move people through that process. That's part of your plan too. I love, you know, what a few people went into, Emily, in terms of knowing that when you're doing it, you build it as you go, but document what you're doing, write down what you're doing, what worked, what was that process? Because the more that you accumulate those things, you can step up to bigger and bigger opportunities, let alone if you ultimately bring other people into your business. Having your go-to process, documenting things out like that, is an important part of this. I think it's also really important to go back to focusing in on your sweet spot. Again, this is part of making sure that as you get out there, how is it that you are getting more and more refined as you go? In that planning, if I take you through this for a second, you can be a little more flexible. You can be very flexible throughout, but be flexible in the beginning. I love what Rachel had to say, and this was part of her plan, which was to coach a lot of different people and take notes, journal on what I enjoyed, what was the situation, where were they coming from, what types of people in terms of energetically did I match with. That can be part of your plan to consciously continue to design and evolve as you go. So you take that big intention, the big vision of where you want to go, and you start bringing it down into these different ways of working on your business and making sure you're very clear on what it is that's going to continue to be of most value when you do it. Okay. Really love what Morgan said there in terms of do what really matters. I think that's a critically important point. And if you're on the earlier side of business, as you heard many people mention, if you're on the earlier side, doing what matters means learning, you know, how to sell. It means learning how to market. It means just get out there and coach. Because the more that you do that, the amount of information, the amount of learning, the amount of growth, the amount of self-knowledge you're going to acquire about who you really want to continue to work with gets accumulated. There's so much that changes in how you approach coaching over the course of even just your first 12 months in business. I you know, some of the newer clients that I've worked with, very often it's, okay, let's design your best thinking right now. Let's go with the best thinking, but let's get in motion. Let's get out there because you're going to learn so much as you move forward and you're going to change and you're going to evolve and you're going to realize what you thought was going to be where you wanted to focus is not going to be where you want to be. And you're going to, you might tweak it a couple percent. You may completely pull a 180 and go in a completely different direction. But it's important to know how you're going to evolve that as you get out there. I think the other part of your plan before I get into taking action is that we've heard about developing the business plan side of things. So the money, the strategy, the tactics, as well as even the competencies you need to learn to be able to execute on those things. I think all of those things are really critically important. At the same time, what you've heard from many, all the way even back to Ivy beginning this morning and several people throughout the course of the day, is what's going to be your personal plan, meaning your personal growth plan, your personal development plan, because developing that personal practice of that continued growth as well as continued grounding of who you are is another really critical part about this journey. I mentioned it before because it came up a few times of if there's a block in your business, there's a block in you. It's just, I've never seen that not hold true. It consistently comes up. And so the more that you have those processes that you can come back to that help you to reflect on who you are, what you're growing through, what are the challenges and how do you want to process through those? How do you want to maintain the balance within yourself so that you can combat the stress and the resistance and some of the challenges that are going to come up along the way? Those are all really, really important, but it begins with a grounded practice. If you guys listen to my podcast, certainly those who've been in some of the graduate programs, you hear me talk about my own practice often because it's fundamental. If I don't meditate, if I don't journal, if I don't exercise and take care of myself, if I don't do certain things, I know it's just a matter of time before I'm ultimately going to crash because it's so important to be feeding yourself in that manner. Along those lines, some of those practices or the focus of some of those practices that I want to make mention of. Number one is expanding your awareness. So being very, very aware of what are the energetic cycles that you go through. When is it that you feel the resistance? When do you feel complacency setting in? How do you respond when you feel like you've been challenged? So having that practice, it helps continually have you check in with your awareness. And how are you going to use that to propel you forward, to continue your own evolution? I do believe also the awareness around some of the competency growth is important, not just in terms of things like learning how to sell, but I will go back to learning money, learning about money and learning how does that work and how does that flow within your business. Another point of awareness. And the reason why I specifically bring this up here around money is money to me is one of the great energetic equalizers. You want to find a button, just talk to somebody about the relationship with money because you will find it there. It is a great energetic exercise. So the more that you get comfortable with money, the more that you'll actually see some internal shifts go on, the more that'll also benefit your business. Some of those other practices of personal growth is how to continue to bring out more and more of that authenticity. You have seen that from just extraordinary people all day long of how their authenticity shows up within their business and the way in which they are able to express themselves. Being able to work on that. One of the things I wanted to go back and point out was where Rick came from and Rick Clemens' journey. It was such an extraordinary one of where he began. And ultimately, it was actually what was underneath where he began that led him to this deeper message, this deeper mission that he's on. But unless you have that time to sit back and reflect and look for the patterns of what's emerging, you may miss those things. They may go by you, or it'll take a lot longer for them to come back to you. And so to be able to have those practices that help you look at it in ways that are going to help you further express yourself, bring more of yourself and more of your authenticity out. Because going back all the way to Jen Anderson's opening message of and talk around being you, the more that you step into you, listen, learn from others, take what you can from them in terms of learning and trying things out. But ultimately, it's when you take them on and wrestle around with it and make it who you are, just as, I mean, the group of panelists we just had, I think, was a great example of people who are really making businesses and showing their personality in what it is that they're doing. And the question that came out at that time was, when you look at these practices, these strategies, how can I make this more me? Again, another great reflective practice to be able to ask those types of questions. Things like meditation, we mentioned the opportunity journal, and I think it's that also that idea of connecting to what lights you up. I love that Rachel mentioned the idea of keeping that coaching journal, because it gets you to have a perspective of what did I enjoy, what felt right, what felt like it was in flow. You can do the same thing with just not just when it's in coaching, but what are any of the aspects in business and in networking and in life that light you up? What lights you up? Keep a journal on that. Note those things, because you're going to start to see certain patterns, and sometimes they're going to surprise you. Things that you're really, really good at and really gifted at that you're more natural at than you even realize may just be there waiting for you. And unless you take the opportunity to step back and take a look at, wow, I really did kind of enjoy that. That was kind of fun. And look at the payoff from that. You need those personal practices that allow you to do this. Some of these are daily, some of these are weekly, some of these are monthly, some of these are quarterly, some of these are annually. And that's also part of your plan, all right? So it's part of your plan. Map that out, just like you would map out your business. Map out your personal practices, day, week, month, quarter, year, all right? Bring that out throughout the course of your planning process. Very fundamentally important. I'll go back to the fact that entrepreneurship is a personal development journey. And what I have found is that the entrepreneurs, and specifically the coaches, that dive in most fully to their own personal development. And I don't mean going out and taking a bunch of seminars and programs and everything else. That's great when you have the time and money to do so. But I just mean the ongoing development and deep dive into who you are. And the more that you continue to look at your own stuff and find ways of growing through that. If you can do those things through seminars, events, certainly work with coaches, masterminds, or otherwise, certainly the return on those are usually extraordinary. The more you grow, the more your business will grow. I want to show one other thing that I had the chance to kind of rewrite a little slightly bit cleaner, because I think this is also in terms of finding your sweet spot, something else, and drawing out that authenticity of who you're meant to work with is also really helpful. So I'll just kind of go back to this for a moment. I'm going to be able to see it. What is it you're good at? What is it you love to do? Is that top circle. Over here, you've got what's the why, the purpose behind what it is that you're doing. So really know, why do I want to do what I'm doing? Why do I want to serve the people that I'm serving? And then what's the need? What's the difference that is needed in the marketplace that people really, really, really would desire and value that you are interested in? Because when you match these three things up, when you find that middle point, you really, truly will find your sweet spot. And it's really great when you know you're using all your gifts and you know that it's in complete alignment with the bigger game, the bigger purpose that you have, and that's in complete alignment with what people truly want and value. That's about as sweet of a spot as you can ever be in. And so I really do encourage you to take some time and consider that exercise if you haven't already arrived close to that place. So the couple things I wanted to go into just before we wrap for the day. Break this into two parts. First is one of the things you heard Bruce and I bring up in the training from last night is that some of the conversations that we've had with coaches through the years have been recurring. And in some instances, not just a recurring pattern of new coaches continue to ask the same questions. That's natural. That's going to happen just based on where they are. It's when the same coach has the same questions or the same need 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years within their journey. And usually what happens is, and it's a pattern that I've seen, is that occasionally what will happen, or pop up, I should say, is picture it from this standpoint of coaching a client. We have a client where you talk through whatever the issue is that's going on. And I mean, you really talk in, you really dive in, you go through this, you make sure that they really understand it. They understand it. Yes, absolutely. Talk it through. Next time they come back, now they want to, I had some more thinking on it. I'd like to talk this through a little bit further. Absolutely, let's talk it through. Maybe we even get to a little bit of planning, right? So now we're planning, how do we move this forward based on the insights? Come back to the next session and, oh, there we go. We're going to talk a little bit more. It got me thinking. I listened to something else. I heard something else. I had a different experience. Let me talk this through some more and let me adjust this plan. And you go through this cycle of constantly talking, planning, talking, planning, talking, planning, talking, planning. No action. I promise you nothing in your business will change if you do not take action. And the more that we put our energy into being in action, the more that we tap into that courage to be able to face whatever it is that's holding us back from moving in the direction, taking the action in the direction that we need to, the more we face that, the faster your comfort zone within your business and business in general will expand. And so it's figuring out, how is it that you can continue to be in action? How can you continue to take that step forward is so critically important. One of the areas that I have found, it's why we created the MBA program, but it's why you've heard people saying they work with coaches, whether it's even a peer coach that they just partnered and bartered with, whatever the case may be, what you're hearing behind it is accountability. Really, really important for us to have partners in accountability that allow us to come back and report on what are the commitments that I made, that I was going to get this done over the course of the last week. And we come back and just have to have a conversation with somebody about what moved forward and what didn't. It changes the dynamic and it changes your intention and your focus in what it is that you're doing. It ups your own game because it's when you socially begin to put out, this is what I'm doing. You begin to know that you're going to take action. You say, this is what I'm doing, and here's how I'm going to do it. It creates a certain positive social pressure on you to move in that type of direction. And so it's really critically important to me that you know, it's one of the reasons why we want you in action, the 30-day challenge and everything else. But it's important to be in action. It's important to have accountability so that you are following through on those commitments. I believe it was Emily that was talking about being impeccable within your business. Well, following through on your commitments, following through on your actions, that is a sign of being impeccable in your business. It is absolutely critically important. So know who's going to be your buddy, who's going to be your coach, who's going to be your group. Put it together yourself, hire one, join one, whatever the case may be. Do something, all right? Do something that gives you that systematic support for you to be able to move forward. And here's my ability to get to close out the day, because here's why we wanted to do this. Here's why I wanted to do this. Here's why I do a large part of what I still do with IPAC and these types of events and everything else. This is actually probably about a year ago, I had two individuals that I know personally. These are not coaches inside of the program. And these two individuals came to me, and ironically, they just happened to come at the same time, within like literally like a week of each other. In the first one, I had been supporting in terms of encouragement, a little bit of side coaching, a little bit of advising throughout the course of a couple of years. And they were an individual who had reached this extraordinary peak inside of their particular profession. They were sought after. They were recruited. People really wanted to have them on, have him on specifically in terms of the teams and the projects that they were working on over and over and over again. And he was very well paid for what he did. The challenge was that he had lost his passion around it. And the reason why he lost his passion around it was that he saw that it was not really in service of the things that were congruent to him and his value system, his belief system, and the difference that he wanted to make in this life. And he struggled through that for a couple of years of, how am I going to make this decision? When am I going to make this change? How am I going to do it? And this particular day, right about a year ago, he gives myself and one of our other friends a call, not really an advisor, a call, and said, I did it. I handed in my resignation. I have started my own company. It's going to be focused on this, which was directly in line with who he is, what he cares about, and kind of his greatest talents of how he could use all of this incredible strength that he had developed, all these gifts and these talents, and how he could use it to make a difference for these companies that really needed those services but normally couldn't afford it. And he was coming up with a way to make sure that that happened. And he did it. And he jumped in. It's a year later. He is still in business. He's completely replaced his income. He's trying to find ways of being able to leverage what it is he's doing. But most importantly, he feels like he's living a more purposeful, meaningful life than he has ever lived on the professional side of his career, of his life. And he found a way to be able to not only tap into it, but to have the courage to make it happen, to go after it. the same time, like I said, about same week, a couple days later, I had another individual that I know who pulled me aside, and it was a very interesting conversation, because the conversation began something to the effect of, Luke, I don't know whether to tell you, I absolutely love you or absolutely hate you. Matter of fact, there's a part of me that resents you for what you've had unfold professionally and personally in your life. And where that comes from is that how did you know to make some of the decisions and choices that you did that would lead you to this life? How did you know that? You know, why weren't you sharing that with everybody? And I said, okay, so what's really going on? I turned back to him, said, what's really happening here? What's really going on? What's this about? He was in a job he couldn't stand, even though he was incredibly well paid and advancing. He did it very well. He just couldn't stand his job, couldn't stand his company, couldn't stand the people that he worked for. And he felt completely trapped by his circumstances, because he would not walk away from the financial needs that were being met by that particular position. And we talked through this conversation, and we navigated through what was really going on and what were some of the struggles and what he needed to look for and what that plan might look like and everything else. And at the end of it, what he basically said was, you know what? I can't have this conversation. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready to walk away from this. I'm not ready to say that I'm willing to even take this risk. I don't even want to talk about what a plan could look like. And I literally watched this really, really strong, powerful guy just completely retreat into himself and just kind of slump. We chatted a little bit more, but ultimately he did. He said, you know what? I'm not ready. I don't want this right now. I can tell you it's a year later, and he is still in a very similar position and still very much struggling with where it is that he's at. Why I tell you this is a few things. When we turn away from the struggle of how do we make these transitions, whether that be into the full-time practice or into the full scale of how big we want to build our businesses, it has a major, major consequence. And that consequence is probably a little different than you imagine I was going to share here. Sure, it impacts you energetically. It impacts you in terms of knowing what it is that you're not moving forward with. That energy impacts the people certainly that rely on you, your family, because you're not as happy or as engaged in life as you could be. It impacts even the way that you're showing up at work, is how engaged you're going to be when you really have all of this going on. So it impacts you in all of these different ways, let alone the fact that you're not pursuing what it is that you really want to pursue and where your heart is. And you're not going after that. You're not willing to face that challenge, figure out that plan, step up into that fear, and put your courage out there to move forward despite the odds, as it were, despite the fear, despite the resistance that may come up. And you're sacrificing all that. However, I don't actually think that is the biggest pain, the biggest struggle, or the biggest sacrifice that's being made when you don't face these challenges. The biggest challenge, the biggest price that gets paid when you don't figure this stuff out for yourself to how to move forward, it's paid by the client you never get to help. All of you are drawn into this coaching field to be able to make a difference, not just for yourself, not just for the business that you want to have, but there's something that connected you to this specific line of work. And it's a certain type of person that you want to be able to help. And my guess is you're the only one that can help them because of your story, your journey, your experiences, your expertise, the way you explain things. They are waiting for you. And when you don't figure this stuff out, including getting out of your own way, that person never gets help. They're sitting and waiting for you. That's how important this is. When you picture that client, and I've done this, it's part of what helped me make some really tough decisions in the course of my own journey and how, thankfully, I got here. When you picture that ideal client, you picture who they are. Maybe it's even somebody that you've helped before, and you can see them in front of you. You can see the way that their life changes. You can see the way that they light up based on working with you. Now imagine their life without you. Imagine what changes they don't get to make. Imagine how much more struggle they have because you weren't there for them when they needed you. That's the way that I view this. That's how important I believe this is. It's to make that commitment of, I am going to figure this out. there's absolutely no holds barred. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be that committed to making sure that this happens, because there are people out there that are waiting and they need you. They are waiting for you to serve them. But it starts with figuring this stuff out. So I'm going to leave you guys with a question that I've posed to clients through the years. And it helped them get very, very clear and centralized, core down to the core of where they were going to go and what this was going to mean and what this was going to do. And so the question I offer for you guys after this incredible day with these amazing presenters, who I thank so much for being here and giving of their time, Jen Anderson, Rachel Anderson, we do hire more than just Andersons in this company, Stephen, who's joined us through the day, Dan, Christy, who hopped on as well. I thank all of them for everything that they have brought. And with all of that wisdom and all of the experience and inspiration that everybody has shared with you guys today, I want you to think about this question. What gift, dream, or vision are you no longer willing to withhold from the world? What is the gift, dream, or vision that you are no longer willing to withhold from the world? Because that's where we are. And it's time for you to make that choice. It's time for you to get into action. It is time for you to surround yourself with all of the amazing individuals who have been with us all day long. It is time for you to partner with those people who will hold you up and absolutely hold you responsible for going out there and achieving the dream that you have in your coaching business, because it will set up your life and it will absolutely change lives. And so I'm looking forward to hearing the stories over the next year of how you make the leap. And maybe we'll be back here again this time next year, and you'll be one of the ones sharing what your journey's been. Guys, thank you very much for spending the day with us, presenters, and the whole team here. Thank you.